Part 5. Listening Exercise 5.1. Listen to the following talk about two famous universities in England. Complete the table with the essential details of what you hear.
The universities of Oxford and Cambridge are justifiably world famous. Situated 83 miles from each other and 56 and 55 miles from London respectively, both universities are at the heart of the architecturally beautiful cities they dominate. Oxford University, founded in the late 11th century, is only a 1.5-hour train journey from London. The River Thames is close by, and has 36 colleges, 13,000 undergraduates, and a number of important libraries and museums. The Ashmolean Museum is the oldest public museum in the country. Steeped in history, the city of Oxford, with a population of over 120,000, is flooded with thousands of tourists throughout the year who come to see such famous colleges as University College and Queen's College, the former being known for such famous alumni as the poet Shelley and President Bill Clinton. Regrettably, women have only been granted degrees from Oxford since 1920. At Cambridge University, on the other hand, only three colleges accepted women until the mid-1970s, some holding out until the late 1980s. Then again, Cambridge has seven colleges founded by women. Cambridge University was founded later than Oxford, in the 13th century, but can boast one of the most spectacular buildings in Europe, King's College, also famous for its boys' choir. Other important colleges at Cambridge include Trinity College, Isaac Newton and Prince Charles were among those who attended, and Jesus College. The city of Cambridge, situated on the River Cam, has a population of just 100,000 and is a much more quiet and peaceful place than Oxford, drawing fewer tourists. The rivalry between the two universities culminates in an annual boat race, which, because of the crowds, is nowadays held in London.